We are joined by Scott Boris, the agent for Aaron Sanchez. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Really appreciate it this morning.
Y'all doing?
Good, good. Wanted to ask you about Aaron Sanchez. We had a little discussion before you came on. I don't know if you heard part of it, but you know, obviously Aaron Sanchez and the issue with blisters has been one of the big stories around the Blue Jays this year. And I mean, pardon me, I'll just ask you. I know that when you represent a pitcher, as my friend Stephen Brent says, when you represent a pitcher or any player, but a pitcher, you take an advocacy position. That's one of the things you do. Have you been involved with the Blue Jays and how this situation has been handled? And where do you see Aaron as being right now?
Well, certainly the issue with blisters has been something that's been common to many pitchers this year. And there's been different problems with both the skin on the fingers and the abrasions caused from, you know, what a lot of players have noted as a different seams on the ball or raised seams. Certainly, you know, this is a collective effort to try to find a resolution to each individual pitcher's issue. Different doctors are consulted. You know, different approaches are taken because obviously with each individual athlete, there seems to be a process that works for that athlete. So certainly every effort has been made in Aaron's case by both the Blue Jays and certainly by our camp, and the communication has been clear and concise, and we're doing our best to get him back and ready.
Where's he right now, Scott, in terms of getting ready, and do you expect to see him pitch again before the end of the season?
Well, I think it's there may be a possibility of that. Obviously, Aaron is throwing bullpens, and he's consulting with, you know, his doctors as he does it. There's a process that the physicians prescribe in doing that, and so it's kind of you throw and you report, and then you try to work through this so you get back to some normalcy.
Have you and Aaron been happy with the way this is handled? Have there been any issues as far as you're concerned? I know a lot of people asked, you know, after the procedure, I guess removing half the nail, a lot of people were wondering, okay, why do that? I mean, you know, why not? I understand you don't want to leave any stone unturned, but sort of why take that step when it appeared to be a bit of a gamble to begin with?
Well, I think that, you know, in the process of dealing with this, there's been success levels with many different approaches. And when you look at that, you certainly you know, have to evaluate the anecdotal evidence of a number of players to determine whether or not something will work or not work, and it really is dependent upon the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best course that you can take in these areas is to certainly listen to a host of doctors and try to find a resolution for each individual athlete. And it's not a science that is exact, that's for sure.
This was setting up to be a very big season for Aaron, Scott. Obviously coming off the success last year and you know, dealing with the workload limits that were imposed and still being able to pitch through the season into the postseason, it's turned out to be kind of a lost year for him. How tricky has that been for him emotionally, for you know, a young guy who's just feeling like he's coming into his prime and had such great success last season?
Well, I think for everybody associated with the Blue Jays after 16, you know, you saw the evolution of potentially a rotation that had Estrada, Stroman, Happ, and Sanchez, and all of them being core elements of a team that, you know, really produced the ERA in baseball that was, I think, ranked sixth, and a WHIP that was ranked fourth, and a I think the average against was like fourth in all of baseball. So coming into 17, I think there was a great deal of excitement by everyone about the potentials, and certainly Aaron felt that. And I think that, you know, the blister issue and such was just, you know, it's, you're in great shape. You're really preparing for that next step, you know, an all-star season. And it's just really not something you can condition for. It's not something that you can prepare for. It's something that happens and it's out of the blue. And so from that standpoint, it's very difficult for an athlete because there's not a lot he can do because he creates such force and leverage on the baseball, which is, you know, evidence of his talent. And all of a sudden, you have an issue with the, you know, the tissue on your finger and the nail, and you know, so it's rather unforeseen. So it's been a very difficult season, knowing that you have the ability and the skill to perform, but because of something of this nature, you can't get on the field.
Scott, does baseball need to look at the baseballs? You know, because Marcus Stroman talked about this. We've had other pitchers talk about it. I mean, Johnny Cueto's talked about it. And, you know, you're right. There's not a one-size-fits-all thing here. But when enough people, especially people who spend so much time holding baseballs, it's a tactile sport, right? You hold a baseball, you can tell the difference. When enough people are saying that, have they taken this seriously enough, do you think?
Well, I don't know what they've done with it. I know that we have, there's been testing. The testing, when you say testing, is within what measurements, what mm-hmm. standards that they look at, how broad is when they say it's the same, how broad is that scale? And I do know that a number of my clients have raised issue with the ball this year. And certainly, you know, there has been discussion about it, but as to what direct changes or alterations they're going to look to for next year, I just know that I've got a number of pitchers that have very serious abrasions on their fingertips because of the use of this ball this year that did not exist in prior years.
You know, given that it's not like rehabbing many other different kinds of injuries where there's an obvious course to it. I'm wondering whether or not Aaron pitches again this year. What's the plan for the off season, for the winter? How is this going to be managed / treated? And you know, in a way that obviously you want him to come into spring training and not be thinking about it and not be worried about it, but that's going to be, it seems to me that's going to be very difficult to achieve until he racks up a whole bunch of major league innings.
Well, certainly, you know, the idea of getting Aaron having the ability to throw his pitches without having, you know, as it was in 16 or 15 or 14 in his career, that he doesn't have any consequences, you know, as to the skin on his finger. So we're hopeful for that because obviously we've never had this issue before. And certainly with the treatment of the specialist that he has, obviously we're going to continue to throw in the off season and report to the doctors and make sure that we have enough trials through bullpens to assure more of a readiness standard. Now that we're aware of the issue, we're coming into 17th and never occurred before.
Scott, we know that last season, or I should say in the off season, the Jays ended up renewing Aaron. Obviously, at some point, you have to sit down and figure out how much money he makes next season. Could this be an issue, you know, because I, insofar as trying to figure out what Aaron is worth in the 2017 or 2018 season, and maybe even more to the point, Scott, trying to come up with some sort of a baseline, if you want to call it that, for a multi-year contract for Aaron?
Well, I think the, you know, when you discuss contracts, there's a number of precedents and histories that we have to look at with players of like service time. I've had a number of clients that have had instances of high level of performance earlier in their career, and then they've had some sort of malady in their and what we call their platform season, their most current season. So this is something that is very common to veteran and skilled negotiators, both for the clubs and on our staff. So I'm very hopeful we can, we can figure that out and move forward in a very patient and professional way.